The future of jumps racing in Victoria is again under threat, with two horses in as many days dying at one of the state's premier racing carnivals. A temporary ban was placed on the sector after three horses were killed in 2009. Racing Victoria says it has implemented safety precautions in the years since, but animal activists and some politicians are now calling for the sport to be banned. Bridget Judd reports.
In the regional Victorian town of Warrnambool, race day is a big event. But behind the fancy frocks and champagne lies a more sinister side to the long-standing sport of jumps racing.
Tuscan Fire doesn't want to settle for McLean. In fact, something's gone amiss. He's pulling him out of the race. Tuscan Fire's Gallywood, unfortunately, is over.
Greens MP Sue Pennicue is calling for the immediate suspension of jumps racing in Victoria after the deaths of geldings Cliff Stream and Tuscan Fire at the Warrnambool May Racing Carnival this week.
We are seeing horses killed and injured and suffering horrific injuries at jumps racing events year after year.
Activists are particularly concerned about today's grand annual steeplechase, which will see the horses clear over 30 obstacles across 5.5 kilometres, more than any other steeplechase in the world.
This activity is putting horses at risk just so people can bet on races. And in terms of jumps racing, at great risk, they're 20 times more likely to be killed and injured than horses in flat races.
Chief Executive of the Warrnambool Racing Club, Peter Downs, says the safety of jumps racing has radically improved since 2009, when three horses had to be euthanised. He says the sport can be performed safely.
We've had a 70% reduction in fatality rate since 2009. We've improved the safety of the jumps, so made them far safer to jump over for the horses. About 5 or 6 years ago, a lot of horses would be able to try the jumps, whereas now they've got to go through pretty strict training to make sure they're safe enough and suitable enough to be a jumps racing horse. And additionally to that, now the jockeys are under far more scrutiny to be safe jumpers and safe people to allow the horses to manoeuvre the course safely.
Racing Victoria has referred this week's horse deaths to the Jumps Review Panel to consider the circumstances and any potential safety enhancements. The authority said in a statement,
"We will await the findings and any recommendations from the Jumps Review Panel before making further comment. All within the industry have a love for horses, and incidents like these are heartbreaking for all involved. The industry is continually striving for the best possible safety record, and these incidents have reaffirmed our desire and commitment to do so."
Victoria is one of only two states that hasn't outlawed the sport. Victoria's Minister for Racing, Martin Pakula, has referred all decisions about the future of jumps racing back to Racing Victoria. Greens MP Sue Pennicue says it's high time to reconsider the future of the sport.
What we're doing here is we're forcing horses to race at speed over very long distances and to jump over hurdles or steeples, and it's not... That there is an inherent danger in that activity that can't be made safe despite all the protestations of Racing Victoria and the jumps racing community.
That's Victorian Greens MP Sue Pennicue, ending that report by Bridget Judd.